Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Right now, live in Studio A, it's Colin John. I'm going to have some questions for him here in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for stopping by, Colin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What's the name of the first song you're going to play for us today?
The first song is the title track off my new album called Trans-Pacific Blues.
Nice one. Colin John live in Studio A, the title track of his new CD, Trans-Pacific Blues. And there's a CD release party tonight, actually, in Powell, Ohio. Can you tell us about the venue you'll be at?
Yeah, it's a great little place on Liberty Street called Maka. And the owners, it's a very small, intimate place. And the owner, Susan and Norman, it's a Spanish tapas type of place. And tonight there's going to be a Hawaiian theme, with like huli chicken and more Hawaiian type of items. So it should be fun.
All right. And more information available online at macahome.com for that. Tell us about your earlier blues experience. Hooked up with some major players a while back.
Yeah. I started out, playing at OU in a band called Blues Miss Maximus. And from there, I went to New York and joined a band called Little Mike and the Tornadoes. And at that experience, I got to play a lot with Pine Top Perkins and Hubert Sumlin from Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf's bands, respectively. And I settled in Memphis, and I was in the house band at B.B. King's on Beale Street. And I got to back lots of great artists coming through town, everyone from Gapemouth Brown to Albert Collins, Hank Ballard, B.B. King himself, Albert King. And then from there, I moved to England, where I lived for about a dozen years and got to play Gary Brooker and lots of guys from Eric Clapton's band. That's when I formed the first Colin John band. Now I'm back here.
And so. Gary Brooker from Procol Harum. And that was a lot of electric blues stuff. Different sound here for this release. Can you tell us about that guitar? It looks like a guitar. It's not really called a guitar, though, is it?
This thing I got here?
Yeah.
This was made for me by National Resophonic in San Luis Obispo. It's a tricone resonator guitar, but it's a baritone scale. So the scale of the guitar is about 5 inches longer. than a normal one, so you can tune it down lower. Get some pretty low notes happening on it.
And the other guitar there, it's looking kind of small.
That is a Hawaiian-style guitar called a Kona, and that's made out of mango wood. And you play that on your lap, which I'll do here shortly.
Okay, and more information about Colin is online at colinjohnband.com.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear another song?
Sure.
Colin's going to whip out that other guitar we were just talking about a moment ago. He'll be in Hawaii, in a little less than a month.
Yeah.
And I think this new CD will work out in Hawaii pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah, it's getting good response there so far, so I'm happy about it.
And playing this one on your lap as you're playing it.
Yeah.
Colin John live in Studio A. His new CD is Trans-Pacific Blues. And talk about the Coolin' with Colin Acoustic Open Stage. What is that?
I do that every other Sunday at the Thirsty Ear in Grandview. And Bill and Dan from the Thirsty Ear have been very gracious. I've been doing that since February of last year. And I have lots of people come out and play. It's not strictly blues. I get lots of players that come out from other genres. In addition to blues, Ray Fuller comes out, Deb Landolt, Cliff Starbuck. But then we get some other people like Matt Monta and Grace Adele. So we get all kinds of people coming out to perform. And it's an acoustic thing that goes from 5 to 9. And it is the second and fourth Sundays of every month from 5 to 9 p.m.
All right, and you also do have a project with Cliff Starbuck, the General Delivery Project. There's a MySpace page for that as well.
Yeah, it's probably the longest MySpace name. It's myspace.com/Cliff Starbuck, Colin John, General Delivery. Cliff and I made a record called General Delivery last year, and we play this similar type of music, blues and rootsy stuff.
The acoustic side of things?
Yes.
And your full electric band, you'll be playing some gigs soon with them as well. Can you go ahead and introduce your electric band for us?
Yeah, my electric band, the bass player lives in Akron. His name's Gerard Dominic. And the drummer is Daryl Jumper from here in Columbus, who's a very superb musician and a very cool guy. And that's definitely a power trio. That's the heavier side of what I like to do.
And that's what you can check out at MySpace.com/ Colin John Band.
Uh-huh.
And then you've also got the myspace.com/Colin John Acoustic out there as well.
Yeah, which is along the lines of what I'm doing today and tonight for the release party at Maka.
Well, again, thanks for stopping by today.
Hey.
And good luck tonight. Can we hear one last song before you take off?
Sure, thanks.
All right, again, it's Colin John. He'll be performing tonight at his CD release party, and that's at Maka. Their website is www.makahome.com. That's M-A-C-A, home.com. Thanks again, Colin.
Hey, thanks, Mike.